The land which had been the Babylonian or Chaldean Empire now became the Empire of Persia, and over these Darius was the king. Daniel was now a very old man. King Darius gave him both honor and power. Among all the rulers over the land, Daniel was first because the king recognized his wisdom and ability to rule. This made the other princes and rulers jealous, so they tried to find something evil in Daniel. They wanted to speak against him to the king. These men knew that three times every day Daniel went to his room and opened a window that faced toward the city of Jerusalem. Then looking toward Jerusalem, he prayed to God. At this time, Jerusalem was in ruins and the temple was no longer standing. However, Daniel still prayed three times each day, with his face toward the place where the house of God had once stood, even though it was many miles away. These nobles thought that in Daniel's prayers they might find a way to do him harm and perhaps cause him to even be put to death. They went to King Darius and said, "All the rulers have agreed together to have a law made that for 30 days no one shall ask anything of any god or any man except from you, O king, and that if anyone shall pray to any god or shall ask anything from any man during 30 days except from you, O king, he shall be thrown into the den where the lions are kept. Now, O king, make the law and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. For no law among the Medes and Persians can be altered." Foolishly, the king was pleased with a law that set him above the gods. So, without asking Daniel's advice, he signed the writing. The law was made, and this word was sent throughout the kingdom. For 30 days, no one should pray to any god or ask a favor of any man. Daniel knew that the law had been made, but three times every day he still went to his room, opened the window that faced Jerusalem, and offered his prayer to the Lord, just as he had always done. These rulers were watching nearby, and they saw Daniel kneeling in prayer to God. Then they came to the king and said, "O King Darius, have you not made a law that if anyone in 30 days offers a prayer, he shall be thrown into the den of lions?" "It is true," said the king. "The law has been made, and it must stand." They said to the king, "There is one man who does not obey the law which you have made.